From legendary locals we all know to people you should get to know. Follow Ipswich Today on your favourite app and never miss an episode. Or go to ipswichtoday.com.au. Coming up, four new faces in the chamber for Ipswich City Council's post-election meeting, Australia's single biggest defence export to be built at Redbank, prison health service staff benefit from a new correctional centre, and researchers at the University of Southern Queensland challenge young people's stereotypes. It's Tuesday, April 9, 2024, and I'm Alan Roebuck. Welcome to Ipswich Today, which acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land on which it is produced and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging. This podcast is supported by Kinetics, people-powered web hosting trusted by Australian businesses since 1999. In this episode, a quick wrap of local news you may have missed. Ipswich City Council will hold its all-important post-election council meeting on Thursday, April 11. This meeting is largely procedural under the Act and will also determine who will hold the position of Deputy Mayor. According to Mayor Theresa Harding, at least three councillors are seeking the endorsement of their colleagues. You can watch the meeting live on Ipswich City Council's YouTube channel. Of note is a returning councillor in Andrew Antonelli, along with three new faces in the chamber, Pye Augustine, David Cullen and Jim Madden. Just over one-third of all Ipswich residents are young people aged under 24. Ipswich City Council is supporting Queensland Youth Week, which runs between April 7 and April 13. Council is currently running a school holiday active and health program with 24 activities with things like soccer, cricket, nature photography, bushwalking, healthy eating workshops and advanced camping skills. The 2024 Ipswich Youth Advisory Council has 40 members aged between 13 and 18 who come together to work collaboratively with other young people to effect real change. For more information on Queensland Youth Week activities, visit des.qld.gov.au/youthweek or search for active and healthy Ipswich activities on Council's website. An Ipswich-made armoured transport vehicle will become Australia's single biggest defence export after a contract was signed between Germany and Australia for Redbank's Rheinmetall Defence Australia. They'll assemble more than 100 heavy weapon carrier vehicles, which is based on the Boxer Combat Reconnaissance Vehicle. The heavy weapon carrier vehicles will be assembled at the $170 million state-of-the-art Military Vehicle Centre of Excellence at Redbank using the latest turret technology. Managing Director of Rheinmetall Defence Australia, Nathan Poyner, said they welcomed the close defence industry partnership between Australia and Germany as the two nations work together to enhance global security. Westmoreton Health's ability to attract and develop prison health service staff has been further boosted ahead of the opening of the new Lockyer Valley Correctional Centre. The Health Service has received Australian College of Rural and Remote Medicine and Royal Australian College of General Practitioners accreditation to undertake key medical registrar training. The accreditation will allow selected senior medical officers from Westmoreton's Prison Health Service to supervise GP registrars during their training. Medical registrars are doctors who have completed their medical degree and are undertaking further training in the specialised area of general practice. Accreditation will enhance the appeal of employment at Westmoreton's Prison Health Service for registrars while also upskilling the workforce. Work continues on the Lockyer Valley Correctional Centre, a 1,536-bed high-security men's prison scheduled to receive its first prisoners in late 2024 or early 2025. And finally, researchers at the University of Southern Queensland are challenging stereotypes to help empower young people. They are capturing the accounts of young people in a bid to help them engage with their local community and lead fulfilling lives. Under the banner of the Youth Community Futures Initiative, it was developed amid the youth crime crisis to better understand who young people are, how they come to understand their world, and how society might enhance their experience. Over the past 2 years, project lead Professor Andrew Hickey and his team have partnered with the Queensland Department of Science and Environment, numerous schools and youth programs. According to UniSQ, it's been a significant step in the right direction to put sociological youth research on the map. Professor Hickey said the key research findings indicate that more must be done to support our youth to achieve their aspirations. And a reminder to look for handy links in the show notes, including those key research findings from UniSQ. Ipswich Today is supported by Kinetics, people-powered web hosting trusted by Australian businesses since 1999. This podcast is listener-supported. Please make a once-only gift or regular donation to help keep it online. Just go to ipswichtoday.com.au. Follow and stream this podcast from your favourite app, including iHeartRadio, or play Ipswich Today on smart speakers. Music is supplied by Purple Planet Music. This is Alan Roebuck. Thank you for listening. Enjoying Ipswich Today? Please share the love on your socials.